Trending this morning, Sabres got a win yesterday, 5-3 final score on the road in Winnipeg.
Sabres win the draw. Paterka finds a great lane in the back of the net. What a shot. 1-0 Buffalo.
Yeah, they took that right off to 5-3.
Sabres again getting to the puck carrier quickly. Puck comes right out in front. Reimer's got it in the backhand. Clear down the ice. This is going to go into the empty net.
Ryan McLeod.
45.6 seconds to go in period number three, and the Sabres have a 5-3 lead in Winnipeg. Fuel the jet. The Sabres are about to come home feeling pretty good about themselves after this one.
Yeah, they didn't have a great time on the road till yesterday with the 5-3 win. A couple losses there and back home with a dub, so that is good, boys. Back home tomorrow night, and they host Ottawa coming to town. There's a high school girls basketball coach that is no longer a coach after he was spotted yanking on one of the players' ponytails. So this guy's longtime coach. He's 81 years old. He was seen on video approaching a girl who was crying after the team lost at a state title game, yelled at her, and then Chan, she just gets her hair yanked from behind, like her ponytail pulled behind. Pretty aggressively. I saw the video. This isn't a light little attention getter. This is a yanking someone's ponytail back and her head kind of snaps back. School said that the coach has been fired. We'll support the affected players and their families with whatever schools can offer. The coach said the hair was pulled in response to her swearing after she was told to go shake the other team's players' hands. You know, at the end of a game, you go and you do that. Yeah, good game thing. Well, when he said, okay, let's go do that, she had a response. There was a curse in there, and he responded by getting her attention by yanking on her ponytail. None of this was good. None of it was good. He's no longer a coach. He's retired at 81 from coaching. Says he does regret his actions at that time, but yeah, that was... That's a heck of a video.
Yeah,
to
that's
see.
Not good.
Not the way that's supposed to go. Boxing legend, two-time heavyweight champ George Foreman has died at the age of 76. Foreman also won a gold medal in 1968, was inducted into the Boxing Hall of Fame. However, kind of known for his grill for a lot of people. There was the George Foreman grill. After the boxing years, he went into the world of, let's make this grill. Sold more than 100 million units. So... couple success stories in his life for George Foreman passing away at the age of 76. And finally this morning, one-of-a-kind baseball card sold for $1.1 million after a two-week auction. So there were 64 bids on this. It's a Paul Skeens baseball card, autographed, contains a patch that was on the pitcher's jersey for his major league debut in May. Kind of a big deal. The final price announced at the Fanatics Collect late Thursday included a 20% buyer's premium. I believe Dick's Sporting Goods bought the thing. Anyhow, they will donate the proceeds to the LA Fire Relief Fund, so that is big. 22-year-old Skeens is slated to make $875,000 while in major leagues this year with the Pirates. But the fact that this sold, a kid got it at a store, and it sold for $1.1 million, kind of a big grab for a baseball card. That's it for your news and reviews. Time right now is 6:24.